Welcome to the Metanoia Project. Our mission is to provide positive content tools that will change one's mind, heart, self, and their way of life. Take a listen to today's podcast episode. Hey guys, it's Jennifer and welcome back to the Metanoia Project. And it's been a while since I recorded a podcast. And it's been almost a month, actually. Yeah, January 16th was the last podcast episode that I recorded. So I've been taking a little bit of a break, kind of refocusing and really focusing on me and taking care of myself. So here recently, I had to, I signed up with a boot camp and a personal trainer, and that's been kicking my ass. I lost 6 pounds in about 6 days. And so I just been, doing that, working a lot and just like focusing on me and, loving myself more and just putting myself first. And that comes back to the topic of the podcast is about, putting ourselves first and not putting up with BS and from other people and just, for almost my entire life, I'm an introvert. I'm not very outgoing. When I get to know you, I open up and I open up and I become, once I really get to know you, I open up. Usually I'm a little bit shy and introverted. People say that I'm an extrovert, but that's not the case. I do that. I do that for the mass amount when I go to gatherings with friends or concerts or stuff like that. I have to put on like being extra, kind of be a little bit of extrovert, but it's draining. But the reason why I brought up that I've been an introvert most of my life is because of that, I tend to avoid conflict. When people start to get into issues, I kind of withdraw and go back into my shell. And for that, I've always put other people first, hence of avoiding conflict. And so I would always like, if there was an issue, I would put it on the back burner. I would bury it deep, put it in a box and push it to the side. But I would always put, my friends and family first in a sense of avoiding conflict. And, most of my life, I believe that I would be considered selfish by my family members, by friends, if I had put myself first. And I was always under the impression that if I put myself first, people would hate me. And think I was selfish, and then I never gave a damn about anyone but myself or my own personal agenda. I think sometimes, the word selfish gets a bad rap, and we grow up, I've grown up learning to play fair, be nice to others, and above all else, be selfless, not selfish, but what happens when being selfless puts us on a track that doesn't lead to our own personal happiness? Has that happened to you? Hell, it's happened to me. Is it okay to turn selfless into selfish? Is it okay to do something for you? And these are all the questions I had to ask myself about 2.5 years ago. I have to put myself first. And so a couple weeks ago, I was just getting back from the gym and I getting back from the training. I told you I started that boot camp. And I was, driving home, I parked my car and I get a phone call from a family member. I'm not going to go into names, but by a family member, by a friend, doesn't matter, that I was accused of being selfish for certain choices and decisions that I have made regarding my life throughout the last couple months. And when I think back to that conversation, I think about a couple of questions about the choices I made. And the only factors that come to my mind that in those choices and decisions that I made, that only two things were important: myself and my future family, and no one else. For all the decisions I made, all the choices I've made, I've left home at 22. I graduated college. I packed my shit up and moved because I had to get away from the toxicity of family and friends. I had to get away. That choice, did I think I was being selfish for that? Nope, not in my mind. And it's my life. I'm going to choose to live my life as I see fit. But this brings up a valid question. Are we supposed to live our life according to the wants and needs of other people. I want you to think about that as we, as you listen to the podcast. I want to bring out the dictionary, Oxford's dictionary, the true definition of the word selfish. Selfish means a lacking consideration for others, concerned chiefly with one's own personal profit or pleasure. So think about that definition. And I want to just take you back to the beginning of the podcast. When I chose to leave Kansas, when I chose to leave my home after college, did I consider others while making that decision? Because that's a huge decision. And, and the outcomes after that move of my life, did I consider others while making that decision? No. Was this decision that I made to leave and to build my own path, to be away from family and friends, made to further, to better my life? Absolutely. But the chances are that when I asked earlier if I'm supposed to plan and build my life, according to other people, most of you probably shook your head no. And it's no secret that when we are confronted with the accusation of being selfish, our go-to defense mechanism is to apologize. And so when I was in that conversation with that family member, I apologized. I was like, I'm sorry for everything I've done wrong to you. And there's some things that were brought up that that I didn't think I did, but I apologize. I mean, that's our go-to defense mechanism. I know it's mine. And think about this. We are made to believe that by putting ourselves first, that those who we're meant to care for come second. And that brings us to being that we are being a let down. That those that we care for, when we put ourselves first, if we put ourselves first and those that we love and care about second, it goes, we think that we're letting them down. And so it really pisses me off that our world today has come to the point where the connotation of the word selfish can strike fear into our own conscience, to the point where we constantly question our choices and our morality. That we've come to believe that we must sacrifice a piece of ourselves to be considered good people. That pisses me off. That we have to put others first, and that we don't focus on ourselves. That the decisions that we make to better our lives, that we have to put those by the wayside, put our dreams and our goals by the wayside to be considered good people. That makes me angry. But what does it mean to be selfish and completely selfish at the same time? I want you to think about that question. Really think about that question. And, my definition of that, my definition of that question, basically it means to know yourself. When you know yourself and you're able to give parts of yourself to others, it's on your own terms and not theirs. It's on your terms and nobody else's. In order for you to do this, to give a piece of yourself, you have to know your heart and you have to know your gifts, which that have been given to you in this life. You have to know them inside and out. Your heart is a unique expression of who you are. Nobody else on this earth is going to love the same things you do or do things quite the same. Okay? The things that you love, the things that truly call your heart, are your gift to humanity. What passions, what things are on your heart? What do you love to do? One of the things I love to do is I love content creation. I love, marketing. It's a passion of mine. I do it. I love it. I breathe it. That's my gift to humanity. This podcast is my gift to humanity. The things that you love, the things that truly call your heart, are your gift to humanity. So in order for you to cultivate that gift, you have to be selfish. Selfish is that you must be true to yourself first. Selfish in that you must be true to yourself first. Your life has a purpose. It has a huge purpose. And it's to follow your heart. And this starts with cultivating love cultivating love for what you do. Not cultivating love for what you do, but cultivating love for yourself. When you love yourself, you can't help but be true to yourself and others. You aren't misrepresenting yourself. You're being exactly who you are. It's the greatest sign of respect for both you and the people in your life. The people around you can see exactly for who you are, and they can love you for all the right reasons. Okay? And there's an example of that. You know, I'll give you an example. Just a couple weeks ago, when my mom was in the hospital, I know I did not share that with you guys, but she was in the hospital and she almost died. And she was truly sick. She had to take her gallbladder out, but she had two gallstones in her pancreas, and then her liver, her kidneys were shutting down. But she had fluid in her lungs, and she had a blood infection, and she was in ICU. And so I had to fly out there, and I flew out there this about a month ago. I flew out there and spent some time with her. And I just looked at her. She just looked horrible. And I made the decision. And for 60 years for her life, she always put others first. She always put everybody by the wayside. She always focused on her family. And this goes back to, you know, putting yourself first. She would put her siblings first. I mean, you know, she had a rough life. I don't wish her life on anybody, but, you know, at the age of 11, she had to raise 8 kids. My grandfather was an alcoholic, and, he would do things to my grandmother that weren't good. And so my mom had to raise 8 kids, and they looked to her as a mother. She couldn't be a child. And she's done this most of her adult life. You know, she's always focused on the needs of other people, and not her own. So she let her health get the best of her. And I mean, this really knocked her down. We almost lost her. And, you know, seeing her in the hospital was a wake up call to me that, you know, that I need to take care of myself, that I was putting myself in that same, boat. Because if I did not really stop and really take a look at my life, and see like that, you know, I have to take care of me. I have to put myself first. I have to, you know, eat better. If I don't change the path that I'm on now, I am going to end up like her. I mean, she's okay. She didn't die. We almost lost her, but this hit her hard. And she and I had that conversation. And in that conversation, we were talking, and she told me, she's like, you know what, Jennifer, I have to focus on me and your dad. And you have to push other people's needs to the wayside. I need to focus on me and take care of my health. And I said, Mom, you do that. Focus on you. Don't worry about me. Just focus on taking care of you. And I realized I had to do that. And, you know, I have to put myself first. And that comes to really loving yourself. And when you love yourself, you can't help but be true to yourself and others. You are focusing on you. And that's the greatest love story. Before you can give yourself to others, you have to love yourself. And that's one of the most beautiful stories. When you love yourself enough, you're going to open yourself to others around you. And that's true love, you know, and it's the greatest sign of respect that you can give to yourself and the people in your life, husband, boyfriend, spouse, siblings, is loving yourself first. And that's where it comes from, is cultivating that love for yourself. And if that means being selfish, you know, do it with a smile on your face. You know, you've got to focus on you. You can't worry about the bullshit. You can't worry about what other people think. And, you know, and I've done that for the longest time. And so has my mom. Because I told my mom the same thing. I said, Mom, you look, I can't worry about your guys' problems or your issues. I have to take care of me. I have to take care of me now. And I'm getting better. And like I said, the last few years in my metanoia, I've been, you know, learning to love myself more and to focus on me and being selfish. And that's like why I signed up for the boot camp. I said, you know what? If, you know, if I let myself go, I'm 33 years old. I'm going to be 34 in April. If I really, truly let myself go and be sick, I'm going to end up like her in that hospital bed. And she's not even 60 yet. She'll be 60 in June. Now she's taking care of herself. She's focusing on her, but I have to do that. And that's what I told her. I can't worry about your guys' problems and issues. I got to take care of me. And if that's me being selfish, then, you know, so be it. You know, yeah, do it with a smile on your face. You know, am I saying to ignore others or how they feel or always choose yourself or become completely inconsiderate 100% of the time? Absolutely not. What I'm telling you, life is about balance. Being selfless doesn't mean that you give yourself away to charity. You give everything that you own or yourself to charity or to volunteering and don't do anything for yourself. It means that you strive to serve the world by sharing your energy with those around you. And here's an example. You know, here's an example. Here I am. I am recording this podcast. It's because I love doing it. I love sharing content that's going to inspire your life. And I hope that something that I give you in my life that, you know, I'm being open and honest, and this is hard for me. Being vulnerable is hard because I've always, you know, built walls. But, you know, I love what I do. And if I can give, if something that you listen to in this podcast, you can take something away from it, that makes me happy. And so when I do that, when I share my life with you, it's because I create it because I love it. I love to do this podcast every day and night because I really don't care. You know, I really don't care if I get, you know, 100 downloads or 1 million downloads. If only 2 people download the podcast and they took something away from it, then I'm being selfless, you know, because I don't expect a specific outcome or afraid of failure because I love what I do. If only 2 or 3 people listen to it, I've done my job. Because I'm being selfless. I'm not worried about what other people think. I mean, to be selfish and selfless means to do everything that you can to build yourself up that you can give the most back. And that's what I'm doing. When I told my mom that, you know what, I have to be selfish. I have to take care of me because I want to give back to the world. Everything that I went through my entire life has gotten me to this point right now. Is that all the experiences, all the pains, the troubles, you know, the highs and the lows, the mountains, the hilltops, doesn't matter what it is, has got me to this point that I had to learn to love myself, to be selfish, focus on me in order to give you the most back. Because I'm giving you experiences from my life. I'm giving you myself completely. Is that in order to do that, I had to know who I am and be true to that. And everything I'm telling you in this podcast is true. It's hard for me to do it, but I'm being true to myself and how I feel. And this is what you have to do, is you have to make choices that honor your own happiness first. And if you can do that, if you can do that, you will be better equipped to make a difference to those around you in the world. Being selfish is not bad. Putting yourself first is not bad. Putting yourself first is what you have to do. In order for you to take care of others, you have to make sure that, you know, I want to get this right. So I'm going to give you an example. A good friend of mine once told me that you are a car. That you go, 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 go. You get, plus you're full of gas. And you drive, when you drive, you go places. But you know, once you start to lose that gas, you go on empty, your car is going to get sluggish. It's going to, you know, it's going to stop. It's eventually going to die. You are a car. In order for you to give a piece of yourself to others, you have to take care of yourself. And that means taking care of the car, making sure the tires are okay, the tread depth is good, making sure there's, you know, gas and, you know, your blinker, you know, there's no blinker fluid, but that there's all your fluids are good, that it's not low. That's what you have to do. You have to make sure that the car is protected to take you on the long journeys that you're ahead. Think of yourself as a car, okay? You have to take care of you. You have to make sure you're in good health, that you love yourself enough, that you really know who you are in order to help others, to give a piece, to, you know, to give that energy to help them. Because you have to feed yourself. If it's like listening to this podcast or reading motivational books or videos on YouTube, you have to fill yourself up, your tank, because you can't feed to others when the tank's low, because they'll take. And otherwise you end up getting sick or you die. You got to take care of you. I want you to make choices that honor your happiness first. If you can do that, you're going to be, like I said before, you're going to be better equipped to make a difference in the world around you. And that's what I had to do. I had to take care of me in order to record this podcast, in order to share my experiences with you, to give you a piece of me. Take care of you. Being selfish is okay. It's not a bad thing. Hey guys, if you like today's episode here on the Metanoia Project, make sure to subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast episodes. Also, make sure to follow us on Instagram at the Metanoia Project Podcast.